Here's Andy Burcham with This Week in Auburn Men's Tennis.
Welcome to This Week in Auburn Men's Tennis, our final edition of the week. The Tigers are through with their team season. We'll be headed now to both individual singles and doubles in the Nationals coming up in a couple of weeks at Oklahoma State. Joined now by Tigers head coach Bobby Reynolds. Bobby, just a quick look back on the NCAA regional out in Tucson. Boy, a heart stopper in the first match, and then ran into the host team in that second match in the NCAAs.
Yeah, you know, obviously that first match with Pepperdine, it came down to the wire, right? It came down to Nick Hang at number five. We came out slow in the doubles, just I think a little bit uninspiring and just trying to find our way. And we know in doubles you can't do that because it's so fast. But I have to give the guys credit in what they were able to turn around in the singles, get four first sets. You know, so it obviously gave us a pathway to a win. But even in those two matches that we lost the first sets with Will Nolan and Raul Dobai, they pushed it to a third set. Ultimately, they weren't able to get the win on those courts, but just being able to push the match was huge for us. And obviously coming down to Nick Hang, who's been in that position so many times this year, just had the better of the nerves against the Pepperdine opponent. So great to get through that. And then obviously playing Arizona in Arizona, it was really tough conditions, and it's an environment that we hadn't played in yet, and one that's very, very challenging to adapt to. In Tucson, it's about 2,500 feet of elevation, so the balls just fly on you. You know, servers have a huge advantage if you're able to hit big serves. You're not getting much long points, and it really benefits a guy that's willing to take chances and just kind of play a little bit looser and freer and more aggressive, which is kind of contrary to what we do here at Auburn on our slow, bouncy court. So even with that being said, you know, we had opportunities at two and three doubles, had break points early in the matches. I think in the second service games of both matches, we had two break points, weren't able to convert, and then credit to them, they broke us the next game and then never really gave us another opportunity. So to get behind 1-0, playing obviously in their home crowd, and they did a great job of just kind of maintaining their level throughout the match.
When you look back at the 2024 season, especially this outdoor season, what's going to come to mind for Bobby Reynolds?
You know, I think we grew as a team. Really all over. I mean, some amazingly bright spots of our team going into next year. So you have a guy like Billy Blades, who had worked his way from last year being at six to playing most of his spring semester at number three, and going 12 or 13-1 in the SEC at three. You know, those are numbers where, you know, you look to a year later, and those are guys that play number one, you know, in the SEC and have success. Again, having a guy Nick Hang to be in so many scenarios where it comes down to his match at number five and figuring out ways and growing as a player. So it's bright, obviously, for the future. And it's always tough to lose, you know, your staple and your backbone of the team in Tyler Stice and Finn Margit and Raul, who have been such contributors to our program for the last 3, 4, 5 years. But I would say, you know, some ups and downs. You know, we took some injuries earlier in the conference schedule where, you know, you go to Arkansas on the road, you go to Vanderbilt on the road. You have some of those matches that ended up being 4-3, you know, Alabama at Blue Gray, Michigan State at Blue Gray. Those are 4-3s where we weren't at full capacity with our team. And it's not an excuse, it's just reality. But that's the difference between, you know, possibly hosting and being a top 16 team, you know, and being a 22 team and having to go to Arizona. So, you know, you take some of those things, and I think we did a great job of kind of giving guys more off time this year. So we tried to do a better job of keeping them healthy. But ultimately it's a tough season. And if you don't have that many reserves, you're going to go through some of those kinks along the way, but really excited for the future and the guys that we're bringing in and continuing to build Auburn men's tennis.
All right, Coach, let's take a look at the last part of this season. You'll be taking both singles and doubles to Oklahoma State. Talk about the guys you'll be taking out to Stillwater.
Yeah, so we'll be taking Tyler Stice for singles, and we'll also be taking Raul Dobai and Finn Murgut for doubles, with Finn also being the third alternate right now currently for singles. It's a great opportunity for these guys. Obviously, Tyler has played in this tournament for the last 3 years, very, very well versed in this arena. And I'm very, very hopeful for him going forward, you know, of getting a win or two and hopefully getting that All-American status that he so deserves. You know, for 2-3 years, he's been right on the cusp at 22, 23 in the country in those final rankings, but has played at the top of the, you know, country for the last 3 years. So, you know, but hopefully he goes in with a little bit freer attitude. No pressure, nothing to lose, you know, last tournament as a college player, and let everything go. And then, you know, with Raul and Finn, you know, the sky's the limit for that team. You know, when they're clicking on all cylinders, they're one of the toughest teams in the country. So, you know, fine tuning a little things on the practice court right now, you know, cleaning up some of the service games and allowing them, same thing, to go out with nothing to lose, being their, you know, last year of their college career. So, both of those guys can be very, very dangerous in this tournament. And, I'm excited to, you know, go out and travel with them for their last hurrah.
A little bit bittersweet that, you know, that all three of these guys will be playing tennis elsewhere next season.
It is. Yeah. You know, it's always hard, but these guys are so special. As I've told you in the past, I mean, they took a chance on Auburn, you know, 4 or 5 years ago when we weren't at the level that we are now, and they put us on their back and literally given everything that they've had to this program and university. So I'm so thankful for that and the relationships, obviously, that we've built. So it'll be sad to let them go, but I know they're going to be great playing forward and what they do in the future. And be great ambassadors of Auburn and Auburn men's tennis.
Graduation has already been a part for one, but it'll be a part later on in the summer for these guys as well. And I know that's obviously very important, not to them, but to you as well.
Definitely. You know, Finn is graduated early, or not early, but in the spring and gotten that out of the way. You can see a load off of his shoulders, not having to do homework and not do tests anymore. But those other two guys still have some work to do, and you know, they'll get that done in the summer and then obviously celebrate at the end of the summer with graduation.
All right. Let's talk about next year, Coach. I know you immediately start, and maybe you never stop talking and thinking about the upcoming seasons, but where does Auburn men's tennis stand as you get ready for that fall season in 24 and then the 25 spring season as well?
We've got two great recruits coming in right now, two great Americans, and honestly recruiting at a different level, which is a good thing, you know, compared to the last 2, 3, 4 years, with the interest that guys are given towards Auburn, right? We have an opportunity here with obviously myself and John to come in and develop and become better tennis players over 3-4 years of college tennis. So we're excited for where the program is, and you know, many people will probably say, oh, well, you know, they're in a rebuild, you know, because you lose three seniors, and if you look at it just on paper, you know, you lose your one, your two, and maybe your four guy. But we don't see that. We don't think of it like that, you know, with John and I as we sit here and talk about the future. And obviously the transfer portal's open and have a lot of great interest right now with some of the guys that we're speaking with. So fill in maybe one, maybe two positions left, and really kind of, like I said, taking where we are right now and continue to push forward. Because I think if we can get one or two of the guys that we're speaking with, you know, we should be again a top 20, top 15, top 10 team, depending on which ones of those we land.
Certainly appreciate the visit with you all season long. Look forward to the upcoming season. Have a great summer, Coach. War Eagle.
Thank you, War Eagle.
Tigers head coach Bobby Reynolds on This Week in Auburn Men's Tennis.